From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. warplanes have carried out airstrikes on an Islamic State training camp in western Libya, near the country's border with Tunisia. This according to U.S. officials. Local officials have said at least 40 people were killed, while Western officials tell the New York Times more than 30 IS recruits were killed in the attacks. The paper quoted a Western official as saying the target was a senior Tunisian operative linked to two major terrorist attacks in Tunisia last year. Uganda's main opposition leader is reported to have been arrested for the second time in 2 days. This as the presidential and parliamentary vote continues in some districts, where it was disrupted on Thursday. Police have rearrested Kizza Besigye on Friday, along with several top members of his party. Earlier, police gathered outside the party headquarters and fired tear gas into crowds of opposition supporters waiting for Besigye to make a statement. Another presidential candidate, Ama Mbazi, has released a statement saying police are also arresting people outside his residence. He's posted footage online showing police vehicles patrolling the area. Provisional results from Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections on Thursday showed incumbent President Yoweri Museveni in the lead, while some districts are voting on Friday, making up for problems that started on Thursday. The U.S. and Russia will launch an effort on Friday aimed at bringing long-term stability to efforts to get humanitarian aid to besieged areas of Syria. The two countries, in cooperation with the U.N., are co-chairing an initial meeting of a ceasefire task force in Geneva. The group agreed to plan to expand humanitarian assistance in Syria. I'm Steve Karish in Washington. This is VOA News.